Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, in CatSource Production. In this episode, we discuss enjoying the process of prospecting. This podcast exists in large part because of CatCM, the content marketing team inside CatSource Inc. So what does CatCM do? You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story? That's what we do. Content creation and content distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at CatCM, we exist to help entrepreneurs create and share amazing content. Learn more by visiting CatCM.com. If you need some truth about networking, prospecting, and activity in general, let this conversation be your guide as I get the opportunity to ask questions to James Pagano, a well-known and well-respected leader and business coach. The bottom line is if you are a business leader or sales professional with value to offer, you need to find a way to engage with more people in a genuine way. On to the chat about prospecting with James Pagano of The Growth Coach.
James, welcome to the Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast. It's great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
We've been talking about this a while, so here we are face-to-face, as you like it the most, right? You like face-to-face?
I do. Okay. I do. I like face-to-face. Okay. I'm a people guy, I guess.
How do you keep yourself, because I see you out around a lot, how do you keep yourself meeting new people?
I think the short answer to that is I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, and candidly, I think that for business owners and, you know, me included, if you don't get out, you're not getting work done. You're not getting business done because it's out here is where business is happening.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Eric, I work with a lot of small business owners, especially the solo practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest struggles that they have, especially initially in their practice, is that they have to, they believe they have to have everything perfect before they get out the market. And I think that that's a mistake.
Right.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Because once you're out there, you're going to find out what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong.
That's right.
So that's where you have to be. So for me, to answer your question, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, like you just mentioned,
yeah,
like we're face to face today.
Yeah.
I prefer that over phone conversations. So that's why I get out. I enjoy it.
It's simplicity, right? I mean, sometimes we talk to young salespeople or any salespeople and hear a lot of complicated answers. And then coming from a business coach like you, it's basic. It's the fundamentals of it. It's, do you like what you're doing?
Yes.
And do you know that just talking to people is going to potentially lead to success?
Yes.
At least it's going to give you the opportunity to have success. Now, you still have to know what you're doing
without talk.
But you have to at least talk to people.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
That's exactly correct.
We've had salespeople in the past, and I've gone to, he's been on our podcast before, Mitch Long, and I think you've spoken with Mitch. And when I would ask Mitch, I'm like, Mitch, we have these salespeople here. What do you think? Because you're out there, you've been doing this for 20-something years. What do you think the issue is? And his answer would be, they're not seeing enough people. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
You have to get out from behind the desk and go talk to people.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that, but then as you build your business and as you refine your business,
yes,
now you got to get in front of who the right people are.
Right.
And I use that expression a lot in my coaching. You know, the right. You know, what's the right work? What's the best and the, you know, best use of your time to do the right activities?
Right.
Using it that way, but I think, but especially initially, it is a rule of numbers. It is that simple.
Yep.
Right. You have to meet enough people and then enough of the right people.
Sure.
To generate your revenue.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're a business coach.
Yep.
You didn't become a business coach when you were very young, right?
Nope.
You started and you evolved into something else. What was that journey like for you to become a business coach? As I raise my chair up.
You know, and becoming a business coach for me came much later in my career. And I never really thought I would be in this position of being a coach, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And even when I started to explore the opportunities of what this really is, I still wasn't using the words business coach in my pursuit.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
So, honestly, it goes way back. Personal and professional development goes way back for me.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old, my dad was really into personal development. He was a big Dale Carnegie fan, big Jim Rohn fan, and he handed me Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
So I did what a 16-year-old boy would do with that book. I read it when I was 24.
Yeah, that's right. 8 years.
So, I mean, that's
where did it sit for those 8 years?
We had in our finished basement, you know, real glamorous, right? But it was like this little finished basement. My dad always had a bookshelf. My dad's a reader. He mm-hmm. still is today. Mm-hmm. And he had this bookshelf, and he handed me the book. He said, "You got to read this book."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And I put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
And there it sat, you know. And then eventually I grab it and think about it. But seriously, right. It took, I don't know if I was literally 24.
That's right. No,
it took yeah. me.
Could have been 25, right?
Yeah. It could have been. I'm probably giving myself a little more. But anyway, so personal development, professional development, it's always been like in my blood. I enjoy it. So then fast forward through my career, actually the growth coach, my practice today is my third business I've owned in my life.
Okay.
I've been around small business. My dad owned small business and honestly, he was my introduction to small business. I worked for him right out of school. Got my undergrad degree, wanted to work for a big pharma company. I graduated with a medical communications degree, and I really thought, this is my path. I'm going to go work for big pharma.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And they weren't hiring a guy with no experience.
Yeah.
So my dad said, listen, here's what we're going to do. Come work for us. Learn sales. Learn interpersonal skills that sales will enable you to have. And from there, you can really do whatever you need to do. Because it doesn't matter. If you think about it, if you have sales process and business acumen, you could do whatever you want, right? You could be an accountant, you could be a financial advisor, but if you have sales process, you could apply it to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a good idea, introduced to small business through my dad, but you know, working for a family business, it's not easy. So, but anyway, fast forward, you know, I went through various things in my career, and then I started to explore in 2000, I guess it was 2012. In the summer of 2012, my wife encouraged me to start thinking about doing something else. I was working for corporate. I moved to Charlotte in late 2009, early 2010 for a corporate opportunity.
Okay. So there was a business opportunity that brought you here.
It was a business opportunity that brought me here, but it pulled me away from a business I owned in New Jersey at the time.
Okay.
So I left the business I owned to work for mid-level management for corporate.
Yep.
Great idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
401k, vacation plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the things I didn't have as a self-employed, you know, entrepreneur.
Reduce risk a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Thought it was going to be my run, you know?
Okay.
Let's do this. But what I realized was I have that drive in my gut to be my own boss.
Yeah.
And so...
Did you walk in one day and... Or did you wake up one morning? Like, what was the epiphany like for you to say, this isn't what I'm doing. I got to do something different.
I think it was over time. It just started to wear me to a particular point where I knew I wasn't happy, but it took friends and family and my wife to identify.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, if you're not happy professionally, it's hard to be happy in your personal world.
Right.
So she said, hey, you never worked harder when you owned your own business, but maybe it's time to think about doing something. And it scared me a little bit. I'll be honest with you. It scared me because we're in Charlotte, new city, newer city. We were here for 4 years.
Sure, still pretty new.
But
though.
It was new. My network was internal.
Right.
At this corporate position, as opposed to where I grew up, where I had a broader network.
Right.
And my network up there for my business and everything else was much more vast.
Yeah.
So it scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
So, candidly, we were on the beach in Hilton Head, and she said, you know, take out your pad of paper that you always like to jot notes down, and why don't you just do a pros and cons, and you know, she was teasing me a little bit, but
she coached you.
She coached me.
Yes, right. As a good wife would do, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I know I'm giving you a long answer here, Eric, but
no, I love it.
I just really reflected on, you know, what I like and not like about my current role, and what I liked and didn't like about being in business for myself.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do and started. So I mentioned earlier that I really wasn't using the word business coaching or sales coaching or coach at all when I was pursuing, like, what is it that's next for me? But what I started to realize was that maybe getting into some sort of sales training kept coming into my mind. Because I had been through various sales training programs. Mm-hmm. Dale Carnegie was the first. My dad introduced me to that. Sandler. All these names that you would probably recognize. I probably have been through 4 to 6.
You've seen it all.
In my career. So I thought, well, maybe I'll be a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I started to realize is that I really, really identify with small business owners, self-employed up to, you know, a handful of employee-sized companies, because I've lived it and I'm passionate about it. And I know what they go through.
Yeah.
So that's where the growth coach and I came together, was through that search.
Okay. Well, so it goes way back, like you said. The foundation was there. You mentioned a book. It's so funny because I like a lot of books. And this book, for whatever reason, had me turned off, How to Win Friends and Influence People, because the title, I was like, what was it? We're trying to game people. And I just, I'm not the sales guy that's going to show up with insurance business. I'm not going to show up, hey, James, how's your life insurance doing? That's just not who I am.
Right.
I want to have a conversation with you, build a relationship. And, sure. Hey, maybe if you need help, then we can talk about it. So I felt like, based on the title, it kind of threw me off.
Sure.
Then I get it, and then I read it, and it's my favorite book. I mean, there's a lot of other books I like, but it's one of my favorites.
I remember
talking to my parents about it, and I told them I love this book. And they're like, did you know that that's your grandfather's book that he carried around everywhere with him? And he ran a general agency for John Hancock up in Niagara Falls, New York, you know, when he was younger, and he's long since passed, but he's a big reason why I do what I do today. He was a business owner. It goes back. So that's like this thing that you have. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Great story.
Man. And it's just, there's something about it. When you hear that it had this impact on other people 3 decades, 4 decades ago.
That's right.
And then it still applies today.
That's right.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what you said on the onset of our conversation about keeping things simple.
Yeah.
You know, foundational elements of business have been around for thousands of years. Yeah. And they've written about it so many times, it's basically variations of what's been written about before. But if we just stick to the foundations, I think that I think we'd be better off.
Right.
Why we really want to overcomplicate things, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to be reminded that
it's
the simple, it's the foundational, it's things your mom taught you, really.
Right. That's right. And your dad, and that's what you learned, that's where you took from it, is that you were working for your dad and then get in a small business and have this passion for it and realize, and I think, you know, when we entrepreneurs, whether they're starting a business or in a business, reminding themselves why they're doing what they're doing is to take it back to the beginning, take it back to some place, in time to where, why did you make this decision?
Correct.
And I think that's really important
to do. Big question in coaching too.
Yes.
And I'm not the only coach that would ask this question.
Sure.
But we have to remind our clients why they went into business
for
themselves. Because when they rewind and they think about it, that's when the passion gets reignited.
Sure.
And you really find out a lot about the individual. You find out the story behind the story. And really, that's where it starts. To remind yourself of that. Because without it, man, you can't get out of bed.
Well, you get, right. So you as the business coach could get lost, and then your clients can get lost because you're not kind of expressing why it is you do what you do.
Correct.
And then you can't get them to explain why it is they do what they do.
Right.
And it all has to come together, which I think isn't, well, I'm a business coach and this is what I do and this is what I help people with. Yes, no doubt. Sometimes you can't tell the whole story because it's like, geez, I don't need to know about your grandfather, right? I don't really,
I got my own
grandfather,
right.
You know? And so I think that's important to get it to that as well.
Yeah. Well, this is good though, because you're allowing me to tell you stories behind the story.
That's right. That's what we love. We love the story behind the story because it's just, you just don't know. And that's the stuff that sells. It's like sports, for example, the game, the stats, the box score, right? We grew up reading the box score, and that's all important. But what's the story behind, like, why did he play so well or why did he play so poorly today? What's going on in that guy's life? Why is his team playing so well? There's stories behind it. Yeah. Those are the stories. So, like, there's this, there's an app or it's a publication called The Athletic. And The Athletic is stealing a lot of the best publishers, the best writers from ESPN, from Fox, from all these different places, because they're not writing the basic story anymore. They're going in depth as to, let's talk about your mom. Let's talk about the story behind what is gambling going to do, because that's a big topic in sports right now.
Yep.
Now that it's possibly going to be allowed for the states to decide they want to do. Let's get deep into that story. Why is that happening? And I think when you get to that, it's like, wow, that's fascinating. Makes for longer reads, and some people want to stick to the top of the headline.
That's right.
Anyway,
go ahead. It goes back to Dale Carnegie's book, doesn't it? Look, right? It's about people. And I think that people want to work with people that they really...
That's right.
That they enjoy being with.
Right.
And that they can relate to on that level.
Right.
So that's... I see? It goes right back.
It really
you
does.
You even like the the book at first, right?
It was the title, right? It was It's right. Yeah, and then you wake up.
Yes. That title today probably wouldn't do as well as it did
right.
when it was a first book.
But you needed someone to say, you need to read this book.
Correct.
So.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Yeah. So the growth coach.
Yeah.
So you get you go through your journey.
Yeah.
You're the growth coach.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was a good coming together of you wanting to do this, and there's this other group out there. You tell us, like, why the growth coach? What is the growth coach all about?
All right, so it's a great question because I'm asked this on occasion, and it's no secret that I work. The growth coach is actually a franchise. And so what we are is a group of coaches throughout the country, actually internationally now, that serve local markets. So my market is the Charlotte market. And the reason why... Two reasons why I married up with the growth coach. One, and the foremost, it was that I could have hit the ground running with, you know, the James process,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
with
yeah.
my name, and
yep.
I could have hit the ground running and formulated a process and the marketing behind it and all that on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But the road would have been a little bit longer to do that. Plus, I mentioned to you, my network was, in my opinion, not that. Robust
mm-hmm.
in this market that I
sure.
now live in. So what I did was I started to look at familiar names that I had been exposed to, like the Dale Carnegie franchise and like the larger franchises that are out there doing this type of stuff. And I came across the growth coach, and what really attracted me to them is that they truly do serve the small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
We're small business centric. I met with the founder, gentleman by the name of Dan Murphy. He and I hit it off, and honestly, he was the turning point for me to make that final decision on embracing the growth coach process and what we do. Very entrepreneurial in focus. A lot of sales comes into entrepreneurial coaching, and I like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. So many of my clients, because of the size of their organizations or where they are in their life cycle of business, sales becomes part of that conversation. It could be 80% of it, it could be 40% of it, but it's in there.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. But that's how we got together. I wanted to hit the ground running with a process and best equipped to ramp up quickly.
Yeah.
And I got that support when I launched.
It makes sense. Well, when you open up the restaurant, you need people to show up.
Yeah,
and you
correct.
Need your cash registers, whatever it is.
That's
that,
right.
Your iPad with the the swipe going, and
that's
you need
right.
people that... You have a menu. You know, there's a lot of things you have to get off the ground and running, and they seem like they accelerated that for you as opposed to creating more obstacles for yourself.
That is correct.
One of the best things about being an entrepreneur and the host of a podcast is the opportunity to chat with dynamic people like James Pagano. If you want to learn more about James and his firm, The Growth Coach Charlotte, absolutely connect with him on LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz. Thank you for listening to our CazSource podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here. This podcast exists in large part because of CazCM, the content marketing team inside CazSource Inc. So what does CazCM do? You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story? That's what we do. Content creation and content distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at CazCM, we exist to help entrepreneurs create and share amazing content. Learn more by visiting CazCM.com.